The next patient is Philip Medina. The last name is M-E-D-I-N-A. First name is Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, P-H-I-L-L-I-P. This is a clinical case of a 54-year-old Hispanic male that is a patient of Miss Alida, A-L-I-D-A, Peña, P-E-N-A, A-P-R-N. That is referred to this practice because of the history of kidney pancreas transplant. He is a type 1 diabetic that in January the 31st of 2012, the patient received a pancreas kidney transplant from a deceased donor. The patient has been taking the medications as prescribed, and he is moving into this area and needs a follow-up for the kidney transplant. The patient is feeling well. He doesn't have any specific complaints, and we found out that in the latest laboratory workup, the serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 15, the estimated GFR is 68, the glucose fasting is 98, the serum electrolytes are with the normal limits, albumin 4.3, the patient has a potassium of 3.8. The liver function tests are with the normal limits. In the thyroid, the patient doesn't have proteinuria. That is significant. Quantification of the proteinuria has to be done. The patient is immunosuppressed with a mycophenolate, sodium, uh, 360 milligrams twice a day. He's taking prednisone and tacrolimus. He is not clear in the amount of tacrolimus. However, I have a tacrolimus level that was uh, 5.6, and this was in January the 3rd. 2023. We are going to continue the way he has been taken. I am asking the patient to bring the bottles during the next visit. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure level is 125 over 75. Continue with the same prescription. This patient has not been taking the Jardiance because it was not filled out by the insurance. I'm going to submit a new prescription to see whether or not they approve. Samples were given. Following number, the patient has hypothyroidism and replacement therapy. TSH, T3 and T4 are with the normal limits. Following number, hyperlipidemia. That is going to be reevaluated during the next visit. Following number, the patient has a BMI of 33.8. It is imperative that this patient change the body weight. Follow a low sodium diet, a plant-based diet. And this patient is reluctant to eat salads and vegetables. It's gonna be very difficult for him to accept that, but we are going to just repeat and give examples of a menu. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. I invested 25 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and attending the documentation.